comfortable place in town with a new Serta mattress. No one knows comfort better than Serta, America's number one mattress manufacturer. Put your sleep problems to rest with the newly redesigned Perfect Sleeper. Or experience our latest iComfort memory foam sleep system that helps comfortably cool and support every curve of your body. Shop today for special back-to-campus savings. Find a local retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRF.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Now open your mouth, shut your eyes, and I will give you a big surprise.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
All righty, testing. That's good. We'll set it down a little bit. Testing, one, two, three. The only show where there's a headphone test, that's the very beginning of the show.
Whoa.
I like that. Makes it different. Most people come on and go, oh, good afternoon, it's 3:15 of the Big Five. We don't do that.
That is,
you know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. You have either a watch or your phone will tell you, or look at the dashboard. It'll probably tell you, too. What were you going to say, Dan?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? You just 3 seconds ago.
I know.
You know what that's called? Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Oh, crap! I forgot!
Yes, he did!
The test. You were talking about the headphone test.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, could I have mine turned down a touch because tello test that's
tello
good. That's good tello. Yeah,
a lot of people don't know you're in the broadcast business. You're a professor. That's a broadcast term.
Yeah,
it's a contraction of testing and hello.
Yes,
tello.
Yeah, tello.
And they teach you that, but you'd only know it if you'd been in a class like the one that Dan teaches. You are still teaching, right?
Yes.
What was the last class you taught
today?
What was the subject matter?
Subject matter was, well, we don't really have a subject matter.
What did you talk about?
Well, we broadcast center is announcing and production and marketing.
Okay.
Right? Is it still broken up in three segments like that?
Yes, very similar.
How long was the class today?
Well, it goes from 9 until 1.
How long did you teach?
Well, I teach from 9 until 1.
Whoa,
but,
that's longer than this show.
But,
the and there's students, always a butt in your face.
Yeah. The students there, there were some students that were doing air shifts, which is a mock air shift, right, in a different type of format, so music format, and I critique them. And then,
what do you know about? Do you know the? Did they know you put Sunny 101, took it off the air? Did they know you ruined a station or two?
No,
they don't know that.
Not no.
Good. They want their money back.
And then there's another student that was writing news, sports, and weather, and then writing a three commercials.
So you somehow convinced the people that run that place that you know how to write?
Yeah.
Wow, you're unbelievable.
Well, they write it, and then they go in and record it.
You're like a catch-me-if-you-can guy.
They write it, and they record it, and then bring it to me, and I critique them.
Do you critique the production and recording, or the writing, or all of it?
The production and recording.
The quality.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes the writing. I had them change some things around today.
I'll share a story with you. I've never taught. I would like to teach, but... I like money, and teachers underpaid.
Those don't go well together.
No, they don't.
No.
And I did it one time. I worked in that agency, and my boss, I guess, thought enough of me that he said, look, the next time somebody comes in here and they want to, you know, apply for a writer's job. At ad agencies, they write commercials and produce commercials. He said, I want you to be in charge of all that. So I would get the person who would make an appointment and, you know, and come in. Hi, I'm Sheila, and I had an appointment, and nice to meet you. And you're here for the writing job, by the way, which didn't exist. But people, I think even smart people, will come after you for a job, even if there's not a job. Because if you're really good and you impress them, sometimes they'll make a slot for you. So my favorite story, and this girl was really pretty. She was, I don't know, 18 or 19, out of high school, maybe in college, and she was really pretty. And I said, listen, I like everything. It's impressive, but resumes don't mean much. Can you come back next week? Or we made an appointment. And bring me a commercial. Just write me a radio commercial for Mountain Valley Water. It's a bottled water company, I think, based in St. Louis. And I wanted to pick something that's not easy. You know, bottled water. So she said, okay. So she came back and handed me two things. One was a print ad that she had just kind of done a sketch and then written the copy for. Copy, for you folks who've never been in a part of this business, is basically script content. When you look at a newspaper ad and there's a picture of a shoe and then under it it says the most comfortable shoe, that's the copy, okay, the print. So she has a print ad and a supporting radio commercial. The print ad was a picture of Jesus sitting with a disciple at his feet and said, if it had been around back then, Jesus would only have had his feet washed with Mountain Valley water. Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
I know.
And then the radio commercial was pretty much the same thing. It was something like, come in, Matthew. And then suddenly you hear a voice, Your Holiness, I'm here to wash your feet. And he goes, yes, it's been a long day. And you hear the sound of splashing water, and Jesus says, hold on. What are you using today? He says, Jesus, it's something new. It's Mountain Valley water. He says, why, you know, we only use the water from the Jerusalem. He goes, he says, Your Holiness, Jesus, if you just allow me. He says, okay. And you hear, he goes, my feet have never felt that. This is, and I wish I could remember her name. I said, well, you can't do this. She said, why not? They washed feet back then. I said, yeah, but you can't take a product and act like Jesus is endorsing it.
Yeah.
And she never did understand.
Got it.
She just didn't get it.
I could just have a picture of Jesus walking on it and say, the water that Jesus walks on, Mountain Valley water.
That doesn't make sense, Dan, because it's not lake water or river water. It's bottled. How can he have to walk on a bottle? See, well, that, see, this is why
have
I question. This is why I question.
A professor.
Yes, your credentials and the ability to be a professor.
I thought it would be good if you say, well, Jesus had another miracle. He turned wine into Mountain Valley water.
I'm surprised she didn't do that. She did do an accompanying ad that said it was a nun in the habit, and she said, when our Savior has his feet washed, it's only with Mountain Valley water, none better.
Wow.
And I said, now, you know, that's a clever play on words, but again, we can't do it. We can never use that. It'll never be produced. And we never hired her, but we didn't have a job anyway. Now, I will give you one other quick story. I've never been in a position to, I don't know, make any major decisions. But this was just a way for my boss to get rid of people that he didn't have time to sit with. And this girl, I remember her name. I'm not going to say it, but she she had, there was no emailing, so she had called and she would leave messages. I'd like to talk to you. I'm a writer. I'm a freelance writer. And even if you're not looking for a full-time writer, when you get something, you don't have enough people to handle it or a special assignment, I was sure like, I said, oh, okay. I said, let me, I'll get back to you. And a week or two went by, she leaves another message. It's Barbara. And she says, I'm still waiting to see when I could come in and talk to you. I'm a really, really good writer. And you know, she was persuasive. And so I called her back and I said, okay. I said, here, how about Friday? Whatever the date and time. She said, great. Something came up. My boss had me to go to a meeting. And I said, called her. I said, well, I'm sorry, we got canceled the appointment. I canceled like three times on her because, one, we didn't have an opening. And one day, the receptionist says, there's a package here up front for you. And I go up and get it. I take it back to my office in a brown, one of those, it's kind of like a legal size brown thing. Like the government will send you something, that brown stuff that's scary looking until you see it's not the IRS. And I see the return address. It's her. So I open it up, and it's a pair of her panties.
Whoa.
And there's a note with it, and she says, you are never going to know what you've missed by not keeping an appointment with me.
Oh, wow. Man.
I called her, and I said, tomorrow. 9 o'clock in the morning. First thing, get in here. And she came in, and she had this rockin' body, not... Well, I'm not saying anything, but I realized two things. I had made a mistake by not meeting with her. She was a brilliant writer. She was 10 times the writer I was, which is why I couldn't hire her, because I'd probably get fired. But she also taught me something, that sometimes there's a way to break through. And there's a way to get somebody's attention. And that got my attention.
Boy.
Panties.
I'll say.
Panties. Listen to me, ladies. You looking for a job? Send your panties to somebody. Of course, now, 2017, somebody's going to go to jail or sex offender. But I just thought, how clever. And she may not remember that, but I remember it. And I will tell you what did happen is that on my own, as a side project, she and I got together and put a campaign together for Anheuser-Busch on our own time. And she was as much a part of that as I was. And she's the one who got on the phone, because I was work. I could do it on work time, but she was a freelancer. So she got on the phone, and she's calling Anheuser-Busch, and she's calling. And she's as persistent with them as she was for me. And she calls me one day, she says, I did it. I got us an appointment with, and she mentioned the guy's name. At Anheuser-Busch, I think there used to be 200 vice presidents. Okay, vice president of this. And you never knew if you were in front of the decision maker.
Right.
Well, she did her homework and her research, and she said, this is the guy for Budweiser. Not Michelob, not because our campaign that we had put together is for Budweiser. She said, he's the guy. He is the absolute decision maker, and we're in. I got us in. So she gives me the day and the time, and we go there. Guy stands up. He's in his desk. You know you're an Anheuser-Busch. Everything around you, but especially it's a Budweiser. And he said, so what do you have? And I said, well, Barbara and I have put a campaign together that we believe is something that's just going to blow you away. And before I show it to you, let me just say that for as great as the advertising is that you know that Anheuser-Busch does for all their products, we think you're missing something. And then I reveal the campaign. And we had done, I'm not boring everybody with this, but why am I doing, how do we start on
that? I don't know.
What am I doing?
No.
You were asking me about
anybody who thinks this show is not planned, here's proof. I might as well finish it now. So essentially the campaign was this. The slogan was already established, this bud's for you. Our idea was that we salute and recognize women, sisters, mothers, grandmothers, daughters, military women, civilian women, housewives, with a campaign in cooperation with the FTD florists, where at several different events, women were given a rosebud. If you purchased Budweiser in the stores, there's a display where if you buy a six-pack of Budweiser, you take a certificate to an FTD florist, and mom gets a rose or does or whatever. This bud's for mom, sis, this bud's for you. We even had laid out a day at the ballpark. It's this bud's for you day, and every woman who goes into the ballpark gets a rosebud or an FTD certificate. So this guy looks at everything, and it took a while because we'd done a couple of radio commercials. We did what's called a storyboard. A storyboard is if you have a TV commercial, you don't have a TV commercial to play them. You can put together a radio spot that's called a spec spot. That's easy. You go in, you read it, put some music with it. But you can't go out and shoot a TV commercial, so you do a storyboard. And a storyboard is on a big piece of cardboard, the kind of board, poster board, and you put little
it's almost like a comic strip.
It's like a comic strip, yeah. And you put little
different scenes,
scene one, scene two, scene three, and you have an artist draw in there a picture of somebody handing a woman a rosebud, picture of the gates at the ballpark, on and on. So we put a lot of work into this. And this guy looks at this and he said, "So you two did all this? Just the two of you? It's not a big agency." I said, "No, that's just us." He goes, "This is as creative, maybe, as anything I have ever seen. It does exactly what you want it to do." And I'm thinking, yes, we hit it. He said, "We will never produce any of this."
Oh, man.
I said, "Why?" He said, "Because Budweiser is a beer marketed to men." He said, "We do camera. Hey, Mr. Baseball Batman, this bud's for you.
That
hey,
one more than up. Any of their other beers."
And he said, "As soon as we start trying to make this a beer, even if we're not saying the beer's for women, we're going to lose some of our base." And he said, "We are very, very strict about, and we stick to this Budweiser. Hey, Mr. This Bud's for you." He says, "We can't do this. I'm sorry. This is really well done. We'll never do it. Thanks for coming." And I just walked out there. I thought, I hope a truck hits me. Wow. I mean, I was devastated by that. But I learned a lesson. You can have a creative campaign, but if it's not targeting the right people, it's just not going to go. He said, "I would get so much backlash from this, from the other people here at AB, from Budweiser drinkers." He said, "I'm telling you right now, we start getting letters. Hey, when did Budweiser become such a PUS, the word?" And I just thought, man, I can't tell you how much time we spent on this thing. And it's not like you can take it anywhere else and sell it.
No.
"Hey, Miller, are you interested?"
And then, "You want to do this Buds for You campaign?" Yeah.
"How about this? You tie in with the florist, and then they buy a Miller Lite, and you give them a rosebud. It's over. Throw it away." So there you go.
We got on all of this because we were talking about me being a professor.
Qualifications
and writing commercials.
Oh, yeah, and then it and you writing, okay, and then you talk about a student.
Yes.
And that led me to my...
Yeah.
You see, now look what time it is. 3:31.
Yep.
In another half hour, we've done all we need to do, and then Scott Sherman takes that hour load off of us. And then the next thing, though, it's Mike Evans, and we're out of here, we're going home. Brilliant. This is how you do it. You students that... go to school and Dan's your professor. This is how you do it. He may not teach you this, but this is how you do it.
Oh, I do.
This preparing a show and lining up guests.
No.
Who wants to do that?
No.
Not us.
I don't teach them show prep at all because I don't know show prep.
Well, how would you? We've never done it. You know, when people, and this happens, people go, "Hey, what do you got lined up for tomorrow on the show?"
Don't know.
I think, what? What are we talking about?
When we first started here, the people that came over from the other big AM station.
Oh, my goodness.
And they used to do. And the rule was, if you do a three-hour radio show, you should prep.
3 hours.
For 3 hours.
Yeah.
And they would ask us, "How long does it take you guys to prep? And I'm like, "We don't. We don't. No, really, really. How long does it take you guys?"
No, they wouldn't even believe us.
No.
And they hated our guts, too.
I know.
They did. I'll name them. Bill, Wendy, Kevin, Paul. They hated us. They made it pretty clear.
Oh yeah,
they care for us.
But they could not understand how.
Let's see where they're working.
Do show.
Oh yeah, nowhere. Okay, they're gone, and we're still here. Am I doing the honors for?
I believe so.
All right.
Yes.
It is my great pleasure to not introduce John Londoff. I can't do that. He's tied up. He's busy. But I'm happy to do this, and I can do this with my hands tied behind my back, asleep with a blindfold on, and almost with a gag in my mouth, because this is so easy to talk to you about. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Obviously, it's a Chevrolet dealer. They keep 900 to 1,000 vehicles in stock. You say, well, I've driven by there. There's no way. I've seen it. No, you haven't seen all of it. They bought property, adjacent property. Trust me, 900 to 1,000 vehicles. What that means is there's a pretty good chance that whatever you're looking for is going to be there. Have you seen, by the way, the commercial, that new Equinox?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That Equinox is beautiful.
They did a tremendous job.
Oh, man.
They had before, but now they've really done it.
Wow.
I saw that thing for the first time last night, the 2018 Equinox. Yeah. Now, if that gets your attention and your interest in taking a look at it, you know where we'd like for you to do that, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. The 18s are starting to come in, which means there are going to be some tremendous deals on the 17 models. And I hate that so many terms and words have become diluted and meaningless, like service and friendliness and savings. They don't mean anything, because the people who actually offer it use them, but so do the people who don't. So I'm going to tell you that when you go into Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, everything that you've heard us say and him say, you're going to find to be true. They're not going to pressure you. They know there are other dealers, but they also know this. Because there are so many other dealers, they have to do something better than the others do. And I'm going to tell you what that is. And it's not price. It's not price. They may, in many cases, have the same price as somebody else. Okay, maybe they're $100 less. Even that's not what's important. What's important is that you're competitive with price, but the most important thing is, and this is true, by the way, of any business, and if you're in business, pay attention, because this can put you out of business. How you treat people. How you treat people. You know, famous people, athletes, wealthy people, executives who have some power, they always get treated well, because when they walk in, oh, that's Mr. Vanderhurst. You take good care of him. But the great majority of Americans, they're just regular people. And seldom do they get treated like, you know, their last name is Bush, or, and you know what I'm saying. And here's a place where they feel appreciated, and they're treated well. And it doesn't matter what color you are, or if you're the wife or the husband, or you're single, or that doesn't make any difference. Because the other thing they're smart about is this is not just the sale of one vehicle. This is an opportunity to sell to everybody that person encounters when they tell their story. The great experience they had at Johnny Landoff. They're very smart about that. Why don't you see if what I'm saying is true? Check it out for yourself. If you're in the market for a vehicle, drive the new Chevys, whichever one you're interested in. If you're a truck person, an SUV, a crossover, which I think an Equinox is to me more of a crossover than an SUV, or a Cruiser, Malibu, an Impala. Just go there. Go there and give them a chance. Give them a chance. Pre-owned, you're going to do a lot of looking. A lot of places to find that right pre-owned vehicle, and you should. But if they don't have it, tell them what you're looking for and give them a chance to find it for you. All right? That's it. That's all we ask. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. They're there for you 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Meet me.
All righty, it's time to check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, you had an earlier incident that was caught. It's really messed up traffic now on southbound Highway 270. It was at Doherty Ferry. It's off onto Doherty Ferry now, but traffic is a solid jam now between Page and Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And then you have got an accident on southbound 270 at Gravoy that has you backed up almost to Highway 44. Eastbound 44 is jamming up now from Jefferson up through 55. Eastbound Highway 70 is slow from, looks like the Eads Bridge as you go through the depressed section. Eastbound Highway 40, Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, and westbound 40 now is slowing from Hampton through McCausland. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Sure, robots help build cars, but it takes human hands to keep them running right. And there are no better hands than those of the 4,000 ASE certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
News is what happens around us every day.
Kent Martin, KTRS News Director.
It's a story about flooding that turns entire communities upside down. It's a story about a mother waiting to see her son for the first time since he was freed after being wrongfully held in jail for a decade. It's a story about a volunteer group trying to help those in need. News is what we deliver to our listeners. And it's our responsibility to report the news every day.
KTRS News. Real news. Never fake. Depend on it.
Is your garage floor showing its age? Is it oil stained, cracked, or just flat ugly? I invite you to visit STLGarageFloors.com. SealTech can transform your garage floor, concrete patio, or porch in just one day. SealTech uses 21st century polymers, not epoxies, guaranteed for 15 years. If you use the do-it-yourself product and it failed, call us. SealTech can clean up that mess and redo your floor in just one day in your choice of color and finish. STLGarageFloors.com, 636-294-6299 for a no-obligation appointment and quote. 636-294-6299. SealTech is a Better Business Bureau, A-plus rated accredited business. SealTech is locally owned and operated. STLGarageFloors.com, 636-294-6299. SealTech is powered by SealMax Plus.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
Hey, look who's in studio. Frank Schmier, the owner of St. Louis Home Fires and the host of the Budweiser Barbecue Show here on KTRS.
McGraw, how's your barbecue?
It is great. You have taught me everything I know, great reviews, and everything I cook is from St. Louis Home Fires.
It's the very best time of year to come to St. Louis Home Fires for all of your grilling, smoking, flavored wood, sauces, and rubs.
On Manchester Road in Baldwin, right in front of the Target store, St. Louis Home Fires. And don't forget about the Budweiser Barbecue Show hosted by Frank Schmier. You need someone you can trust when it comes to buying jewelry. Well, I've got them. Jimmy and Mike Lordo from Lordo's Diamonds. They've been doing this a long time. Don't go to a big box store. Don't go online. And please don't buy your jewelry from somebody who buys in bulk. Classy, elegant, traditional. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. Do you know where Truffles is? Right in that shopping center. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue for all of your jewelry. LordoDiamonds.com.
Addiction to heroin, prescription drugs, and alcohol is a chronic, progressive, and sometimes fatal disease. Chances are you probably know someone who struggles with addiction every day. The good news is addiction is treatable, and Centerpoint Hospital is St. Louis's only private addiction treatment center. With most major insurances accepted, Centerpoint Hospital offers a full continuum of care, including detox, residential treatment, medication, assisted recovery, and family aftercare. Contact CenterPointHospital.com right now for help.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS, the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also, listen for my Money Market Wrap-Ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 a.m. at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 KTRS at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
All right, folks, I'm going to do one bit of business, and then we have, it's not breaking news, but it is follow-up news to something that happened 3 days ago, a car that was launched and landed on top of a residence. And I know there were other reports, but you have to understand that when you come on board at KTRS and part of the news team, you don't file a report until you have all the information. Being first is not nearly as important as being accurate. And to our surprise, we had no idea. Dan never said a word.
Mm-mm.
You know, we have the Carruthers brothers on our news team, David, Daryl, and Danny. They're two other brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They have now also gone in. They've seen what their brothers have done. DeMond and Donnie Carruthers are now also in news. And Modest, Dan Strauss, so modest, he told me off the air just now, these guys studied under Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
They took news reporting under Dan Strauss.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in a moment, we will play you reports you've never heard till now. And you heard it here first. KTRS. But remind everybody that, I don't even have to say the words "it's hot." That would be ridiculous. Of course it is. But here's what I want you to know. First Community Credit Union, in addition to offering and always offering very competitive rates, whether you're saving money or borrowing money, in addition to the checking, the savings, the debit card, the credit card, all the things that you need when you bank, First Community Credit Union has all of that. And if you ask the members, they'll tell you they think they do it better than anybody. And most of these people have banked several places. In your life, I don't think many people only bank one place. You move or the bank is bought out or whatever. I think I've probably, I'm not young, but I've probably had either savings, checking account or whatever and banked at least 10 or 12 banks. And now it's all done at First Community Credit Union. But in addition to all the great services and the great service that you get, they're giving out free popsicles. And I had two popsicles at home last night, thanks to my grandson. Thank you, Carson. He's reintroduced me to popsicles. Orange and cherry. Those are my favorite.
Yes. Go-tos.
Yep. No thank you. Banana. Grape I will accept.
Ooh, I like banana.
But no root beer, no banana popsicles for me. But he has reintroduced, as he did, he reintroduced me to bubble gum and to Tootsie Roll Pops. That's right. We make sure our grandson eats nutritious food. So at First Community Credit Union, if you go in there, they're giving out free popsicles. And they do this every year when you get to a certain point where it's just, my goodness, it's so hot. And for the first time that I can remember, they're allowing the employees to dress a little more casually because, look, I've said for a long time, I don't know who it was that decided that especially men should put on a shirt, a tie that it chokes off your neck you're unable to have any air get down, you know, from your neck down, so you're sweaty. And then on top of that, oh, yeah, let's put on a suit coat or a sport coat. how insane and how stupid, and especially in this weather. And First Community Credit Union, to the credit of Glenn Barks, he's the president, and whoever else had anything to do with this, they're dressing casually, and you'll notice that. I think it'll actually make you even feel cooler knowing they're not making them dress that way. You say, well, they're in probably air-conditioned places. I don't care. They go out to lunch. They go to their cars. It's important, but for you, and if you go, man, I'd love to stop in there and get a popsicle right now, but I'm not a member. How about this? You just say, hey, I don't bank here yet. Not a member, but Frank and Peon and Dan in the Large Morning Show in the afternoon said I can have a popsicle. I can't imagine they won't be happy to give you one. So keep that in mind while it is. Also, you get a chance to donate to Heat Up Cool Down St. Louis Wednesday through Saturday. So that would be now. I believe yesterday was Wednesday, so take advantage of that, too. First Community Credit Union, as I've said many times, oh, don't forget, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, a very special yard sale, because your host is Saturday morning, Josh Groban, the singer.
Whoa!
I heard somebody, I think that's what they said.
I think that's
the name I heard. So 7 to 9 o'clock, substitute host for Paul Warner, who's taking a Saturday morning off. You will love the yard sale. Lots of people do. One sponsor, First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. 3 days to go, a car somehow got launched into the air and landed on a residence. And, of course, the first question on anybody's mind, did anybody get hurt? They come down, something crashing down on anybody. Well, you're going to find out the answer to that. The answer, of course, is no. And now we know that conclusively because of five of the greatest reporters ever to grace the radio business. All students of Dan Strauss. Dan taught them all they know about news reporting. The first report is filed by the longest term with us. He was the original Carruthers brother, David Carruthers.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody stand up under that thing.
You see, what Dan taught him was, you don't have to be lengthy, wordy, you know, just get to the point. And what did you just learn? There was nobody standing under that thing. That's it. Brief.
Yeah.
Second report comes from Daryl Carruthers.
I mean, people live in this area, you know, it's nothing new.
No, it's nothing new. I think we've all heard of other reports of cars getting out of control. They hit a curb or something, they go up in the air.
And apparently it's the second time this has happened to this.
So it is nothing new.
Yeah.
Our third report comes from Danny Carruthers.
Wow, that's big, man. That's a major blow, man, for real.
Yes, it is a major blow. You have a car coming out of your house, you tell me it's not a major blow. I bet these guys are A students when they
picked it right up.
Two brothers who've joined their three other brothers and now become reporters. This will be their first report filed for us. We're thrilled to have them on board. Here is Donnie Carruthers.
And it's just ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. It's, you know, laying down here in Athens, I thought, like I said, a car ran into my house or something. Big crash and boom. That came out front, and I couldn't believe it. The whole front's all torn, you know, like that.
How descriptive. Mm. I could see it in my mind's eye right there.
Oh, yeah.
So descriptive. Whole front,
I told him, basically, theater of the mind. Make the people see it.
Do the people that studied under you have any idea how lucky they are? They're destined for great things.
Your tutelage.
Tutelage. And finally, the second of the two newest Carruthers Brothers reporters, DeMond Carruthers.
We start hearing all of them bricks start falling, and then we look in the gangway, and that whole section of that top, it's like, boom! Just like that.
Thank you, brothers. You know how many stations are jealous?
Man.
How did they get the Carruthers brothers?
I know.
Why can't we get something?
Now we
like
have
that?
Five of them.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can somebody give me a hand with all this talent?
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you. That's his way of complimenting us. Right. The one and only Scott Sherman comes in here in a few minutes. And
in the house, already preparing. I saw him.
Whoa.
In the house.
I stopped by here, as I do many times, to prepare last night at 11 o'clock. He was in there then working on stuff for today. Yeah. He tries to study up on every case that he can that's come along that's new that he might not be familiar with, because you never know. It might apply to your particular problem. Scott Sherman is an attorney, and I had an advertiser just a couple of days ago to me say, I never miss that hour. I have learned so much about the law from Scott Sherman, and I have too. and the listeners have. So to you, and I've only heard from two people ever who said, yeah, I turned it on. There was some attorney on there, and I turned away. Ah, you shouldn't have done that. You give it 1 hour. Give it one day, one Thursday. You'll be here every Thursday for the 4 o'clock hour. So Scott Sherman will be here. Be prepared to take the numbers down or remember them if you can, and call if you have an issue that you think having an attorney on your side might help you get it resolved, because in a lot of cases, that's exactly what it takes. Window World is, I hope you don't get tired of hearing it, because I really don't get tired of saying it, because they should be so proud. After 14 and a half years in business, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I don't know that many businesses can have a product that in less than 15 years can take over and become the leader, but they have. They're also very charitable. The charitable arm is Window World Cares. And you may know that since they started working and raising money for St. Jude Children's Hospital, they've given St. Jude almost $500,000.
Oh.
Here's the sad part. You know how long St. Jude Children's Hospital can operate on $500,000? 6 hours. 6 hours. It takes $2 million a day. 24-hour day. It takes $2 million to run that place, because they don't turn anybody away. And there's never anybody who has a sick, really sick child who's turned away. And if you can't pay, you can't pay. So it's a great cause. Window World. Proud of what they do for St. Jude. Proud to be associated with them because of that and because of the product they make. It's a product that's one of only two in that category that has the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Qualified Remodeler Magazine is an industry publication, and they ranked them as number one in windows sold in the country. Well, the evidence of that is in sales. 14 and a half years in business, and almost 50,000 homes in St. Louis have Window World windows. They're not fancy windows, but they're nice-looking windows. They're efficient windows. That's a window you buy when you want a good, solid window to do what a window is supposed to do and last as long as you're going to have the house, because there's a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, the glass breakage, the labor. They use a double-strength glass, strong. It's not commonly used in replacement windows. 15-month same as cash financing with approved credit. What else do you need? Window World. Here's the website. I'll give you the number, too. It's 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Meet me.
Let's get another check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, it does look like the incident on southbound Highway 278 Gravois has been moved off to the right shoulder. But stop and go from Page down through Highway 44, pretty off the pace from that point up through Gravois. Had a report of a stall on westbound Highway 44 between Berry Road and Big Bend. I don't really see any delays there, but watch out for it. Westbound Highway 40 slowing now, Kings Highway through McCausland. Eastbound Highway 270 jams right at McDonald through 170. And on westbound 70, look for a slowdown as you go past the airport. And this traffic report brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care. No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So pick up some new Dove Men Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Here at Live and Local KTRS, we are live and we are local.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
That means local St. Louisans talk to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis. And we like phone calls.
Hi, John and Jennifer. This is Jamie. I love the show.
Jim, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning.
1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us. We listen to you. We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite cap with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living Inc. located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
KTRS is your personality-driven electronic communication news feed where listeners like you are a part of the KTRS community. You can share information, ideas, comment, like, and react on the KTRS Facebook page or by texting us at 84126 or by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us, we listen to you. On air, on the phone, and on social media. The Big 550 KTRS.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Make your room the most comfortable place in town with the new Serta mattress. No one knows comfort better than Serta, America's number one mattress manufacturer. Put your sleep problems to rest with the newly redesigned Perfect Sleeper. Or experience our latest iComfort memory foam sleep system that helps comfortably cool and support every curve of your body. Shop today for special back-to-campus savings. Find a local retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you